I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated is here to take a look at the weather forecast. Will it offer producers an opportunity to continue planting soybeans, Drew?
I think it will, with a lot of caution. You got to be careful not to make too many sweeping generalizations, because somebody out there is going to get a heavier amount of rainfall. That's the nature of this pattern we're going into. It will not be uniform across the region. We will see some areas that get just some spotty light shower activity periodically over the next 4 or 5 days, and there'll be some other areas that will end up with a cluster of mean thunderstorms that will produce some pretty hefty amounts of rainfall. And the problem with all that is that knowing exactly where those stronger storms is going to occur is really difficult, because these computer forecast models really have a hard time trying to pinpoint that. Right now, it looks like tonight we'll have a cluster of thunderstorms that will come out across central Missouri and move to southern Illinois, and then eventually into southern Indiana, northern Kentucky, and we may see some hefty amounts of rainfall in that little corridor. It'll be a small cluster, though, and it'll only impact maybe, maybe a 100-mile-wide band that would be involved with that, and the heaviest rains would be even more localized than that. As we move on out, there'll be some other showers, I should say, that occur tonight and tomorrow, but they will be very random and mostly quite light. As we go on out into the Thursday afternoon and Friday time period, we'll actually do fairly well. I think probably a big portion of the listening area and the Midwest in general will likely only see a few spotty light showers during that period of time, and it'll be our best day of general drying. Now, there will be instability showers around and a little cloudiness, and it's still going to be a little bit of a cooler day, but we're still going to have opportunity to dry up a little bit and get a little bit more field work done. As we move on into the weekend, we'll get a little bit more significant frontal boundary coming across the region, and thunderstorms will once again have a chance to develop a little bit more significantly, but in clusters. And portions of Illinois will be involved with that on Saturday and Sunday, and we'll likely see maybe two-thirds of the state being impacted over the two-day period. But that means that the other third will probably get by looking pretty good during that period of time. As we get into the early part of next week, the model data here at midday today suggested there would be a strong cluster of thunderstorms in northern Illinois that would work from there into western and southwestern parts of Ohio. I don't buy into it. I think it's overdone, but if it were to happen the way the model says, there'd be like 1 to 3 inches of rain in that little corridor. The rest of the area would not get anywhere near that much precipitation. So the bottom line, to answer your question, is that we will be in the fields working, but you're going to have to pay attention to the radar every day and probably every hour of the day just to make sure you don't get caught.
Are there other areas around the planet that you have concerns about at this time for the Northern Hemisphere growing season?
Well, I think for the most part, Northern Hemisphere areas are doing relatively well. We've got some issues going on in Canada. Left over from that late snow melt that took place, the planting up there is behind as well. But they've had some really good weather here recently in some parts of the prairies up there, and they're making some progress. We're watching that. We're also watching some leftover drought in Russia, in the south-central part of Russia. It's a relatively small area right now that still suffers from that, but there is that underway. But really a big part of Russia and Ukraine are doing very well this year, and so that drought that does linger isn't a big deal. China looks good, and India's monsoon is often running like it's in a big hurry this year to make a lot of tracks, and so far the rains have been pretty good, and we're only in the fourth or fifth day of the season.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. That wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.